Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Diligence. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Not everybody's supposed to be a preacher, but everybody is supposed to serve. I mean, just this church. How many people does it take to make this church work? You see all these people when you drove in. You see all these ushers. You see all these children workers, all these cleaners. I mean, how many people does it take? And some people are getting overworked because hundreds and hundreds are doing nothing. And they think, well, I wish you'd quit bringing it up because I just don't like hearing it. We're not bringing it up for our sake.
Amen.
We're bringing it up for your sake. Because the day's coming.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Exactly.
Coming soon.
That's right.
And oh, it's going to be so good if you were diligent. You found out what your job was. You found out what your work is. And you showed up early and you stayed late and you did it. You did your job.
Amen.
It's not how much people see you. It's not how big your job is. It's not how spiritual somebody thought it was. If it's what the Lord told you to do and you're faithful in it, you're going to be blessed. You're going to be rewarded. And you're going to be happy about it. It's going to give you a sense of contentment and belonging. How many that have really applied yourself on these teams, can you testify? It's done something for you, for your insides. It's done something about who you, how you see yourself and who you are and the connections that you have in these teams. These people love you. They're your family. They'll go to the end for you. You can't put a price on all these things. But what if you had refused to serve? What if you've been too busy? Be diligent at what? Now, once you find out what your work is, you must assume the responsibility. Some are shirkers of responsibility in their own life, and then when things don't go right, they blame others for what they should have done, what they should have taken care of, because to hear them, it needs to be done. Somebody ought to do that. You ever heard that? Somebody ought to do that. What's that church doing about the lost? What's that church doing about the hungry? What's that church doing about missions? What's that church doing? What are they doing over there? That's the wrong question.
Amen. That's true.
Isn't it?
That's true.
The Lord tells you to do something. We don't have to get together as a congregation and vote on it to see whether you can or not. Lord tells you to feed somebody. You don't have to ask me. Feed them.
Thank you, Lord.
You don't have to wait till we form a team that specifically describes what God told you to do and buy you a little jacket with a seal that says you're on the team and give you a written document. What are we waiting on? What are we waiting on? And you see, you got hundreds and hundreds of people come and say, well, you know, I've been praying and I just feel like the church ought to do this. I feel like y'all ought to do this. And the thing is, the Lord's telling them to do it and they're too lazy and faithless to do it. It's not what are they doing? What am I doing? What is my job? What is my service? You remember Peter, after Jesus had raised from the dead, and he was asking about John. And Jesus said, well, if I will that he remain, you know, till I come back, what is that to you? You follow me. You follow me. Because he's looking at John, going, what's John doing? Well, what's that to you, what John is doing? What about John? How many Christians are doing that, you wonder? What about John? What about that church? Uh-huh. What about that denomination? Uh-huh. What about that preacher? What about them? What would the Lord tell you and me? What is that to you?
That's right. That's exactly
What I told them to do, what is that to you? You need to find your work.
Yes.
So everybody said out loud, what is my work?
What is my
service?
How
many people have service for the Lord?
Every
man, every woman, every person. I mean our little ones, from the time they're old enough to think and understand, we need to be talking about them, about finding their service.
Yes, sir.
They can do something. The youth can do a lot.
Yes, sir.
The young adults can do a tremendous amount.
Yes, sir.
Everybody. The older folks that may have retired from two professions can do a tremendous amount. Everybody is to have their service. Galatians 6:4. Don't turn there, just listen. Galatians 6:4 in the New Living Testament. He says, pay careful attention to your own work, for then you'll get the satisfaction of a job well done, and you won't need to compare yourself to anyone else. Isn't that good? Read it with me again. Do what? Pay careful attention to who? How many folk are not doing that? They are paying careful attention to other people. What they're doing or not doing. To your own work. People say, well, I'm not a preacher. I'm not called to the ministry. Wrong. Every man and woman born again is called to the ministry. Everybody has got their service, their work to do. Not everybody's supposed to stand behind a pulpit and preach. No. But what is the word ministry?
Work.
Service. Work. Work. Everybody's got their work. Boy, if people really understood this, they'd be lining up out in the parking lot going, can I hold that flashlight?
Yep. That's right.
Let me hold the flashlight.
That's right.
Would you let me vacuum? Let me vacuum that part. Would you? Would you let me do that? Let me clean up the poopy diaper. No. Listen, cleaning up the poopy diaper at home, it just because it needs to be cleaned up. But when it's at church, it's eternal. It's eternal. You're doing something that helps the church service to go.
Come on.
If we understood that, people would be beating the door down. Let me do it. Let me dust that.
Yes.
Let me do. Why? Because they'd understand. In a few more days, I'm going to be standing before the judgment seat of Christ. I don't want to go in empty. I don't want to go in, and I know even if I worked hard all my life, when the fire hits it, it's all gone. Because it didn't amount to anything. Didn't affect the kingdom. Didn't really help people. And I'm standing there. I'm saved, but nothing. Got no reward in those areas. If people really understood this, they'd be going, let me.
Amen.
Can you use somebody else? And the plan of God is that we're rotating people hugely, not because people are tired, but to give somebody else an opportunity.
Amen.
Right? To get some service, to get some training, to get some reward.
Yes. Hallelujah.
But you got to have people that's diligent. Amen. That'll take hold of the responsibility. And that you can count on them. And that it'll be done. So you got one. There's two ditches in this thing. You got people that won't take responsibility. It's always somebody else's job. I just go there. I attend. But that needs to be done. But it's not my job. That needs to be done. But it's not my job. Somebody ought to do it. Anybody could do it. Somebody ought to do it. Y'all do it. What about you? But then people get out of that ditch and they go all the way across the road and they want the responsibility, but they want it all. And don't tell me how to do it. Now, if you're going to give it to me, give it to me. Somebody say, what's wrong with that? Well, for instance, in the church, if we did that, then would we be being diligent as leaders? If we're not overseeing it, if we're not providing leadership, then that's us being lazy, and that's easy to do.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of pastors do it, and I know why. As things get bigger and bigger and bigger, it's easier. Just turn it over to somebody and don't have to think about it. Let them do it. Would to a point. It's still your job to oversee it. It's still your job to provide the vision and the leadership. And the Bible said, if you're not faithful in that which is another man's, who will give you that which is your own? What does it mean, another man's? Somebody else is in leadership.
Right.
Well, if you're not the leadership, then you're not to do it your own way. You're to do it their way.
Right.
Hmm? Somebody said, well, I just think we ought to do it God's way. And that's real cute. Absolutely, we ought to do it God's way. But out of the thousands of people that call this their church, who gets to say which is God's way? We just going to rotate? You tell us which is God's way. It's your day to tell us what God's way is. You hear the error of this? Well, I just think it ought to be a thing. Well, as soon as the Lord gives you the leadership of a work, you can implement all those wonderful ideas. But I give you a little clue. If you're not faithful in that which is another man's, who will give you ever that which is your own? I know that's one reason the Lord gave us leadership of our own. For 20 years, we had the opportunity to do it somebody else's way. And you have to learn that. If you're serving with somebody, you need to learn two people. Not just one. The Holy Ghost and them. Over the years of serving Brother Kenneth Hagin, I learned there were some things. It took me a while to learn, but some things he preferred. It wasn't a matter of direction from heaven or I got it from the Holy Ghost. It's just how he liked it. But if he was happy and comfortable, it helped him to yield to the Spirit. Even though it's natural stuff, can you see this or not? And so the more we were able to learn that, well, how do you like it? Well, they like this here. And they were very specific about where things went and how they went and how you peel a tomato and where the peanut butter goes. And we'd be before a service and he'd say, did you leave that light on? Yes, sir. Okay. So what's that got to do with it? If it crossed his mind, then it's something he don't need to be thinking about. I mean, he's got a service coming up in just a couple of minutes.
Right.
Somebody said, well, you know, what does that matter? It's not yours. It's his.
That's right.
You're helping him.
That's
what does that mean?
Yep.
It means no matter what you think, you do it his way.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Diligence, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri, on Monday, October 7th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God,
God who gives me